step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
And a good Friday morning to you, and welcome into the DDC here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, here with you for the next 4 hours. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. Elijah Campbell, manning the board at the Hillside Medical Game Studio. Jim Wyatt will join us in 15 minutes. TennesseeTitans.com, the schedule is out. We'll discuss. Plus, they've been signing a lot of players. We'll get into all the particulars with Jim White. It's kind of a Jim show. Jim Diamond to begin the second hour. We'll talk Predators with him. You just made the list at high noon. And then our buddy Drake Hiltz covers Nashville SC. They'll actually hit the road after a couple of home tilts in Houston this weekend. So we'll talk to Drake and talk about this team as we sit here in mid-May of Nashville SC. So nice come-from-behind win over Atlanta a couple of days ago. Willie, first, let's just start with an update on the tire. What happened after the show yesterday? And he's on mute.
Hello, gentlemen.
The tire. What happened? What was the resolution? What happened after the show yesterday?
Okay. Quite the story.
Okay. We're all ears.
Got out of the studio, began work on the tire change, had all the equipment ready to go in the back, spare tire, jack, wrench, all of that. Jacked up the car, got the key, you know, the little, sometimes you have a little key lug nut that you got to get one of the lug nuts off. Executed that, no problem. Then I took the regular lug wrench for the remaining lug nuts, and the wrench didn't fit. And so I was like, wait a minute, how could that be? You know, this came with the car, the lug nuts are the same. What gives? So I was at a standstill. So I got the suit. I had to consult the suit.
Oh, wow.
Chase McCabe. We came to the conclusion, look, man, I don't know what it is, but this lug wrench is not correct. Something's wrong. So we went to plan B, which was to take Chase's air compressor. He was able to, we plugged it into my cigarette lighter and re-inflated the tire. And it took on air just enough. So I didn't waste any time. I said, Chase, thanks for doing this. See ya. And because I knew it was not going to hold for very long. So I cruised up the road to Firestone. And boom, they had to put a new tire on. It was not repairable.
So repairable. What was the deal? We have a
I don't know. It was
what?
Yeah, road hazard. Road hazard. It was
just an old tire. Man.
No, it wasn't old at all. I don't know that they were not able to repair it. So I have a you know, I get my tires from Bridgestone Firestone. So I had the warranty for road hazard. So they replaced the tire for just the labor. So, but as the you know, unfortunate thing was, because I was saying to myself, look, Willie, you're a grown man. You've got kids. You need to be able to change tires. So I'm going to change this tire. You need to be able to do this. So I was really feeling good about my performance. You know, I got it all jacked up and I'm like, all right, you know, it took a while because I didn't have I had to get down and dirty. It was hot. You know, I was sweating. I was putting in the sweat equity. I was listening to the Mets polish off another series win. They've won every series they've played this year. I'm feeling good. And then the lug nut thing happened. I'm like, what's my problem? Is it me? This always seems to happen. Why can't I execute this? But my guys at Firestone, they did a good job. They filled me in. I said, why can't I get these lug nuts off? They said, you know why? Because they have swollen up. They swole. The heat.
Lug nuts?
The lug nuts, because of the heat, expand, and they don't fit the wrench. So I was like, well, I feel a little bit better. So I was like, it's not me. So it's not me being dumb. They said, no, the lug nuts have expanded, and so they don't quite fit the wrench. So I was like, that's great, but what do I do now? Like, well, you're going to have to probably buy some new lug nuts and get them replaced, because obviously I run the risk of this happening in the future. Now, that I was like, are they going to contract back when the weather gets cold? And they said, probably not. So this was news to me.
Huh.
I'm just glad that Chase had the air pump a tire friend in his car, you know, and it worked. Otherwise, I'd be out of luck. I'd been calling the tow truck. So it took a while. And, okay. Now that it's Friday, Darren, I did, coincidentally, because it was the closest place to go grab something to eat. You know, they had to do the work. They were great. They got it done quick. They told me exactly how long it was going to take to do this. And I was like, all right. I'll just hang out for a while. I'm going to go get something to eat. Where was the nearest restaurant to the Firestone? Arby's.
Oh, you traitor.
So I was like, I'm going to go on a little fact-finding mission here. I'm just going to see if there's any, anything good to eat here.
To the show.
And I walked in. I was just looking at the menu. I was just like, I wonder if they just brought back the potato cakes just in case. I just wanted to let you know that still no potato cakes.
Did you ask them? You should have asked.
No, I didn't ask. Because I just looked up and down the menu. I saw nothing to indicate that there was a change in the philosophy.
And you gave them your money, you traitor. Gosh. So disappointing.
Well, it's either that or walk a few more blocks in the 90-something degree heat. I was like, you know, I'm just going to stick around here.
Okay.
They described the meal as great, quote unquote, in the text
fantastic.
Exchange.
Which,
you know, so that was
Elijah
wonderful
quickly
meal.
Pushed back on your strong usage of the word great meal.
That word was putting out Michael Jordan numbers in that text message. A lot of heavy lifting.
So I'm here to report, Darren, there's no change in status. So you can go ahead and put them on the list again.
Okay. Well,
there's no potato cakes.
Today.
Yeah.
Coming up at noon. And I'm ready for the list today. I'm just going to let you know. I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
I am ready. Well, good. I'm glad everything worked out. I'm glad that it's...
It worked out. It took a while. I mean, I was. It took, you know, by the time I tried to do the, you know, exhausted all efforts to change the tire on my own and then got Chase out there, it was a good while. So that was my afternoon. But... The job is done. Got a brand new tire, ready to rock and roll.
Well, as you would have learned if you were on the show that day, you were off because you were on the road with the Predators, and we were at the Simmons Bank Open at the Grove. Derek and I learned because, because I was throwing out the first pitch on Sunday, this past Sunday at the Sounds game. So we went down the rabbit hole of crazy minor league names, and we were getting flooded with calls and texts about crazy minor league teams. So maybe you need to reach out to Lansing because they are the Lansing Lugnuts.
The Lugnuts.
Ask them for some Lugnuts. I would assume the Lansing Lugnuts have some extra Lugnuts maybe that you could purchase from them, or maybe they'll just give them to you.
That's a great idea. I'm wondering, too, is anybody – maybe
tell
they can
them
text
you
something.
Were a minor league baseball player. Say, just to throw that in there just for – hey, just so you know, I was a minor league baseball player.
Yeah.
You know, just thought I'd reach out to the minor league team. So, you have any lug nuts? Any extra lug nuts laying around?
Yeah. See where that gets
just
me.
Saying. Yeah. You never know. They may want to help a brother out, you know?
But by the time they get shipped in from Lansing, what would that leave me? I don't know. I guess it's not an immediate need right now, but – has anybody ever experienced that, having the lug nuts expand on you with the heat? Anybody have
clearly,
that problem?
That's
like, imagine that happened
question.
In a NASCAR race. You know, the pit crew guy's got to tell the driver, hey, sorry, man, thanks for coming in on the pit stop,
but
I can't change your tire because the lug nuts have expanded on you. Can't change the tires.
Maybe they just have bigger wrenches.
Well, that's what I asked too. I was like, should I get a bigger wrench? What should I do?
Is there a big wrench store around here, sir? there's your solution.
I need advice. I need advice. This is maybe a teaching tool for our listeners.
There are several people. Let's see. Adam in Clarksville, Fred in Ashland City, several that are texting in telling you to buy a four-way wrench.
A four-way wrench.
Yes. It will fit the
lugs. Rather than replace the lugs.
And keep that in the trunk. Yes.
Okay.
A
so get a
four-way wrench. We're getting multiple responses from listeners saying buy a four-way wrench.
Okay. So buy one wrench rather than all new lug nuts.
That's
logical. That seems logical.
I'm just the messenger here. I'm just reading.
Okay.
I believe our listeners are smart.
I believe our listeners know what they're doing,
especially on this topic more than us. So
yeah.
I would say it's good info. Because we don't know crap. I'll clean it up. We don't know crap about cars.
We don't know jack.
We don't know jack about cars.
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm very thankful for Chase's air pumper upper. And I'm glad that the tire held enough air so I can move down the road, whatever it was, about a mile, I guess, before it deflated again. Because it couldn't get very far. Otherwise, it was tow truck city.
Phil in Kentucky is reporting on our text line that the Arby's in Shelbyville, Kentucky, does have potato cakes.
Ooh,
had them this week, and they were great. Well, thanks, Phil, for rubbing that in. Shelbyville, Kentucky. That's not close by, I'm pretty sure. I know where Shelbyville, Kentucky is. I don't think I'm going to go there just to get potato cakes.
Shelbyville, Tennessee.
It's a little steep.
It's not too far
from
you.
Where I am, that's not.
Yeah,
we've
not
done
that bad of a drive.
Done
yeah.
that. Not horrible. If I'm feeling frisky about some potato cakes, I'd probably drive to Shelbyville, and get some potato cakes.
Make you feel jovial.
Jovial.
Yep.
What started that, Elijah? How did I say it at first where I was like, what the hell did I just say?
I think you were like going off like Shelbyville, Louisville. And then like a sentence later, you tried to say the word jovial. And then like it's some Freudian slip where you just said, you can't even be jovial.
I think you're right. I just got on a kick and I couldn't even say words right. All right. Good stuff. We'll come back. Glad the tire issue is over. Go get yourself a four-way wrench.
Wrench.
Throw in the trunk and you're good to go, according to the list.
Writing it down right now.
I trust
full
them.
Way. Okay.
They're smarter full than us, especially wrench. When it comes to cars. Jim Wyatt, he's smart about the Titans. He knows a thing or two about them. We'll talk to him next. Our show is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Boy, it's hot outside. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, a York certified comfort expert company. Schedule now at springhillac.com. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you on this Friday. Let's say hello and good morning to Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com. I just recently saw a picture. You and your wife celebrated anniversary number what?
Number 30. It's hard to believe.
Number 30. First off, congrats.
What would you
tell that very young Jim Wyatt in that picture that he could use today moving forward, that you've learned over the 30 years, what would you tell that young man?
Oh, man, I could tell him a lot. You know, that one, I was rocking those Bama bangs in that picture and the mullet, too.
You were.
Yeah, and I don't know, I should have stuck with that look longer, maybe.
You think? Okay, yeah. I like that.
Maybe it makes me look a little younger, but I don't know. It's, I've been fortunate to have such this job is just like your job, and anybody that's involved in sports has got a very demanding schedule where you're working a lot of weekends and you're on the go a lot and going to games. And I've been very fortunate to have such a understanding wife that luckily she's a sports fan herself, so she gets it and she likes to go to games too. So I just have been very blessed to have such a understanding wife for 30 years that's put up with me. And hard to believe it's been 30 years. People hear that and they think, you must really be old. But I have to remind people that I got married back in grade school. So not as maybe as I sound. We got married at recess one day.
Yeah, you had to have parents sign
That's
off
right.
when you're married.
Yeah.
Adults.
Yeah.
I thought you would tell that young Jim Wyatt to hire a painter. I thought that's what you were going to tell the young Jim Wyatt. Hey, when you get a little bit older and you get a house, hire a painter. That would be good advice.
Yeah, and if people don't know that story, I tried to be cheap, you know, to try to avoid paying a painter to paint a room with a high ceiling, and it ended up falling off the ladder and broke both arms, broke my nose, and knocked myself out. I had probably $10,000 worth of medical bills, and I ended up paying a guy to do it for $400. So that would be great advice, is to hire a painter and avoid stuff like that happening.
Yeah, that hospital bill or the medical bills would be about $100,000 today. So, well, congratulations on 30 years. That's very cool. So,
I appreciate it.
The schedule came out. What jumps out at you? 4 primetime games. That's obviously got a lot of people's attention.
Yeah, because it wasn't that long ago when people were upset about, you know, not getting very many. Now the only thing,
or just
about
getting the Thursday night Jags game on NFL Network, right?
So, yeah, so it's great to have 4. You know, unfortunately, 3 of them are on the road. Really tough place to play at Buffalo, at Green Bay, at Kansas City. But it's exciting to be in those contests. You know, you get another game here against the Cowboys on Thursday night, you know, during the holiday season, which ought to be a lot of fun. That jumped out at me. I think November jumped out at me because you got at Kansas City, you got Denver and Russell Wilson coming here, you got at Green Bay, you got a rematch against the Bengals here. And then, you know, playing the Colts twice in October. I mean, we know how important it is to, you know, win those division games and tiebreakers. That's an interesting twosome there within a couple of weeks of one another. So I think those are the ones that jumps out at me. There are a lot of exciting games, you know, great road trips if you're a Titans fan, to, you know, whether it's going to Lambeau or going to L.A. or Washington, D.C., Philly, you know, seeing A.J. Brown on the other side. You know, some intriguing matchups from beginning to the end.
Yeah, and if you're going to go to Buffalo, week 2 is the time to do it. So that would be another. If you keep that in mind. If you're looking for a road trip, Buffalo in September, I would suggest that.
Yeah, get up there and go to sneak over to Niagara Falls. I mean, Niagara Falls is beautiful if you've never been. I mean, it's a tough place to go to, and you know, if that's your only reason to go up there, because once you see it, it's like, now what? But if you go up there as part of a weekend football trip, seeing Niagara Falls on Sunday before the Bills game on Monday, it'd be great. So if you do it, you probably see me over there. Every time I get up there, I try to get over to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, we did it a couple of years ago, and it's worth to do the boat ride. Goes right up to, it's awesome. I mean, you will not regret it. What do you think of them starting off at home against the Giants? I think that's a pretty favorable first time they've seen them in, what, almost a decade. I think this is a pretty favorable matchup to start off the season.
Yeah, well, you know, we found out early in the week it was going to be Buffalo in week 2, and I was thinking, you know, geez, the last thing you want is an at Green Bay or at the Chargers or, you know, Indy or somebody, you know, a real challenging game at the gate, right out of the gate, and you know, potential of going to Buffalo with the loss. I mean, that's still in play. I mean, there's no gimmies on this schedule, but, you know, when you look at first round matchups, I mean, that is a team that's coming off a 4-13 season. They've got a new head coach. Titans are going to be favored to win that game. I think anybody that was on that Titan team last year remembers how embarrassing it was to get smoked at home against the Cardinals last year. So, yeah, that's a game you're supposed to win. And I do think it's a good first week matchup. Now, again, you know, you got to play. I mean, if you go out there and play like you did last year in week 1 and you get your quarterback sacked over and over again and just can't really get anything going, you're going to lose, and then you're going to have all kinds of pressure on you with what's coming up. So you got to find a way to win that game.
In all sincerity, for people who have been here for a while or people that have been season ticket holders of the Titans or have gone to Titans games or followed them over the years, 2 of the more memorable games in this franchise's history since they've been here in this market were against the Giants. Vince Young's rookie season in 06, that game in November was unbelievable. What did they fall down, 21-0 in that game?
Yeah.
Came back and won 24-21. Yeah. That was the Kiwanuka, 4th and 15, had Vince Young wrapped up and just let him go. and he got 16 yards in the first down. And then, of course, the Steve McNair overtime game in New York against the Giants, where in the two-point conversion, where nobody believed all week, including you, I believe. I don't want to put words in your mouth, who was on the beat, thought Steve McNair was going to play that game.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And, yeah, those two great games. I mean, Pac-Man had a couple picks in that Giants game here, and I know some people that left. A lot of people left early.
Yeah. I would be one of them. It's the only one I've ever left early.
Yeah. So that 21-0 finish. Yeah. It was tremendous. And yeah, you're right about that game in New York. I'll never forget that one because, you know, I think Steve had to get a Toradol shot, you know, for the injury, and then he ended up crossing the goal line, I think, on a score late where he had to hold the football up, you know, with his left hand because he couldn't really lift his right hand anymore. He was in so much pain. So two great games. And, you know, and there's always something special about, you know, week one, and the fact that it's 325 and on 9/11 against the Giants is certainly going to make it even more special.
Looking forward to that. Jim Wyatt is with us, TennesseeTitans.com, and we're talking about the schedule that's come out. Looking forward to that. And also, Jim, the rookie camp, I think, is coming up just around the corner here. What are you most curious to see, and what do you look for when the guys are just, you know, fresh here? What can we really learn?
Yeah, it's tough to learn a lot. I mean, it's exciting to see these guys out there, but the reality is, you know, it's their first time out. You know, they're not in pads, there's no contact allowed. They're really just kind of getting up to speed. You know, what I look for is just the size and the way they carry themselves and how they just begin to adapt to everything being so brand new. I mean, I think Treylon Burks, seeing him in a Titans uniform for the first time and his size. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing that. You know, obviously, you know, Malik Willis. That's the thing. I mean, Malik Willis is going to have probably most eyes on him. And the reality is, you know, he's probably not playing this year. And there's a very real chance that he's inactive, you know, a lot of Sundays and as the number three quarterback. I mean, I guess time will tell on some of that. I still just got a feeling that they'll carry Logan Woodside and they'll just give Malik time to get comfortable and his time it will be the future. But so much hinges on Tannehill and how he does. That hinges on what's going to happen with Malik. But with all that said, I mean, when you draft a quarterback and you draft a guy who a lot of people consider potentially the best quarterback in this draft class, people are going to pay attention. And it's going to make rookie camp more exciting. It's going to make his training camp practices more exciting. It's going to make these preseason games, you know, more intriguing. So I'd be lying if I told you he's not the one I'm looking forward to seeing the most. I mean, all these other guys, you know, Chig Okonkwo, the tight end from Maryland, I hear he's a physical specimen. Kyle Phillips, the receiver from UCLA, I think he got a chance to help early. Hassan Haskins, you know, the running back from Michigan. I think it'd be cool to see him go through some of these drills along with some of these other draft picks. And I didn't even mention a couple early, the McCurry and the Petit Frere, but Willis is going to want everybody's going to be watching, and I'll be among them.
One thing specifically on him that I was reading about, and I know we had Hugh Freeze on our show. We know Hugh Freeze's offense, right? It's the read, it's the spread. It's very different, obviously, than a pro offense that the Titans are going to be running. But one of the things that Malik Willis has been doing to combat that, he's been working with these guys at quarterback takeover, and I understand since he's drafted, he's been given the playbook and he's working with those guys. I'm curious how much progress he's made in that area. I'm guessing obviously the coaches will be looking for that too. How much has he made in terms of, you know, grasping this in this short period of time?
Yeah, I'm anxious to see that myself. I mean, and I don't know how much of that we'll be able to tell in a setting like today, because it's really going to be just, you know, 31 players out there, along with, you know, a handful of guys that are on the tryout basis. There's not really enough to really compete much. But I think you'll see him doing a lot of individual work today, and he'll do some one-on-one throws, I'm sure. But we're not going to really be able to tell until he's got a line in front of him and he's taking snaps. I mean, everything's so new to him. I mean, he's looking to the sideline when he was in college for play calls, and he's lining up in the shotgun every play, and he's making so many plays on the move. And it's not that he's not going to do that in, you know, at the next level, but they're going to obviously want to stay in the pocket more and longer and make some throws and look downfield. And so there's so much that's going to be thrown at him. I think it's great that he's done some of this prep work before he gets here. But it's going to be like the first day of school for him today. And I'm sure he's going to make some mistakes just like everybody else.
Jim, excellent stuff as always. I stayed up very late. I was watching all the hockey, and the Dodgers were playing the Phillies. Had some guys at my fantasy team, and, of course, I'm always looking for the Phillies to lose. But the Dodgers did not pull it out last night. But it's so fun to watch that team. They're so stacked.
Yeah, they made a great comeback and then lost it in the ninth. But, yeah, it's fun. They're in a little bit of a mini slump. Lost three in a row now to the Pirates, one of the Phillies. But, yeah, it is a good team. And got a lot of hitters, and the staff is pretty deep. But it's all about, you know, playing well at the right time of the year. And hopefully guys can stay healthy and do, you know, what the Braves did last year, which is get hot at the right time. You're a heck of a team. So.
Well, yeah, so far they're relevant, which is what I like to see. And if we could ever get Jacob DeGrom there, then that's the real deal. All right, Jim, we'll talk baseball down the road, of course. Enjoy the camp. Looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right, Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. The Titans rookies will be in camp, the orientation, and, of course, the schedule is out. We'll discuss on the other side. Let me start off by telling you about the thought of moving, right? If you're out there and you're looking around, maybe you've contemplated, hey, need a bigger house, we'd like a better house. Well, the thought of moving right now is tough. Very little inventory in our area. Prices are crazy high, and the rates are moving up. So here's a better idea for my friends at Loan Pronto. They want you to refinance your current home, turn all that equity that you have into cash, and then transform your current house with whatever it is that you have in your vision, a new kitchen, a new bathroom, a new pool, whatever it is. Loan Pronto has got the formula for you, and you can turn it into your dream home, and they can help you unlock that equity you have and do some amazing things. So your home's value is up. Instead of wasting all that on an overpriced new house, convert that equity into cash for the home makeover. So call Loan Pronto now and ask about the home improvement refi and give your home that makeover. Skip your next house payment in the process and call 615-499-5780 for the details. That's 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
Hey, Pekka. Sounds baseball tonight, 6:05 on 94.9. Sounds will take on Jacksonville Jumbo Scrum. Sounds
it
baseball.
It might be a thriller.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Fitting for Friday the 13th.
Presented by 312 Pizza, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Spirited Hive. Boy, we milked that one for everything we had. I think we'd run out of material, though. Good stuff. Gotta love the jumbo screwing up from Jacksonville. Sounds will be back after this road trip.
The Titans have the last game in Jacksonville, a la the Colts last year. I wonder what's going to be on the line for that game.
Well, Jim brought up the month of October could be pretty critical on how this division plays out. When you think about it, and that's happened before, right? They've had this happen before where the Colts games were like sandwiched in, you know, either two games and or twice in four games or twice in 3 weeks. I mean, we've seen it sandwiched before, and it's going to be in the month of October. So
yeah,
there
last,
could be
even
a
last
whole
year
lot of
was they it played each other twice by the time the season hit about the halfway point because yep. That was the Derrick Henry game that he got hurt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. And that was what, week
eight, I think.
Yeah, like week eight.
Eighth game. Right. What did you think about where the bye is? This was something that jumped out at me. I'm always curious. I don't know how the team feels about it. I feel like that is a little early for my liking to have the bye that quick. And then down the road, you know, you've got no break in sight. for a long haul, especially with the 17th game.
I think Mike Vrabel, who is a no-nonsense guy and doesn't make excuses, will tell you publicly and on the record, whatever.
Of course.
Whatever. But, you know, behind
the schedule,
if you're asking,
is the schedule. You have no control over
right,
it.
Right, so and that's what he's going to say. Schedule's a schedule. We have no control. Right, we have no control over it, and we'll deal with the cards we've been dealt. It's a week six bye. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty early, and I suspect they don't love it, but, you know, that's with byes. I'm surprised they haven't tried to draw this out more and have two bye weeks. But, you know, it may eventually get to that in the NFL, especially if they go one more regular season game, and I don't know if they will or if they're going to stand pat at 17 for a while. But I think any coach would tell you in a long season, now with an extra week at that, you know, week six is probably too early, because when you come back from that bye, man, you got a whole lot of football left.
Yeah.
I mean, a whole lot of football left with
so that
no
was,
breaks.
That was one thing that jumped out. The other thing, just in general. Now,
But Willie, let me say this real quick while I'm thinking about it. But I will say this, though. There's probably some benefit to having these primetime games as well, though, because especially like a Thursday, you get it over with and you get kind of that extended time, right? If it's a Monday game, you get extra time to it. So maybe
right. It's a double-edged sword because you pay the price on the back end of that. You get the short week, but that's for sure. Now, we knew who the teams were, so I don't, you know, that we've all known the AFC West and the quarterbacks you're facing and the themes that we already knew were going to be. But when you saw it laid out, I definitely had the impression, hey, it's May. Things are going to look differently, as they always do when the games come around. But it looks like a tough schedule. Fair to say?
As it should be. They won the division, and they were the number one seed in the AFC. So,
yeah,
that's the way it works. I mean, we know how the NFL does it, so you don't get rewarded for successful seasons. You get almost punished the following year. The good news is it's hard to punish when so many things, there's so many moving parts in the NFL, and it's hard to predict who's going to be good from season to season. But that is part of what they do. I mean, you know, if you have success, you're not going to have a cupcake schedule the following year. So I expected it to look tough and daunting. As you said, we already knew the matchups. We just didn't know where and how it was all going to be played out. But, yeah, I mean, look, you've got a very winnable game to start the season at home against the Giants. You get off to a good start, but then, boom, you don't get to enjoy it very much or very long, because now you have the favorite to win the Super Bowl in week two at their place. The Bills are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They have the best odds of anybody, which I don't know if I agree with or not. I get it. You know, you can build off, even though it was a tough loss in overtime to Kansas City and Josh Allen and their offense and their defense, they look like a complete package. But to be the man, you have to beat the man, right? And I don't know if they've proven they deserve that title yet. And I know you got to go out there and do it. But, I mean, again, they have not had real playoff success to this point. So we'll see if they could truly climb the AFC mountain and get to the Super Bowl. But that's going to be, you know, that's going to be a tough, tough game, even though you get the benefit.
Be hungry.
They will, but you're going to deal
with the
elements.
I see them like the Avalanche. I see them like the Avalanche, a team that's really started to get good, hasn't broken through, but they feel like they can. I don't think they're as powerful overall as the Avalanche. Every team's different. We'll see what they look like. I'm curious just at the timing of the game. We touched on this yesterday because I think that one leaked out. Would you rather play the Bills during the fall before you're likely to get, you know, just the real brutal weather? Or, you know, would you rather play them in cold weather because Josh Allen is so talented? You know, they did lose a game because Josh Allen couldn't complete a pass. Remember that
Patriots
game? Yeah. It was in their building. But So I don't know. Maybe the answer used to be, hey, yeah, let's thank goodness we're going to Buffalo in September. But now I'm not sure that's the case, right?
Well, it's a really good question.
Want the, swirling winds and crazy weather.
Now, if you're asking, would the Chiefs rather go in week two, or it doesn't matter. I mean, I would say probably you go in week two because that's what your offense. You're just going to try to match them. But if you're a run-oriented or run-first team, like the Titans plan on being, of course, we still have that giant question mark of what will Derrick Henry look like. I suspect since he's elite and he's different than everybody else, he'll return to form. I don't know what return to form means. I'm not saying 2,000 yards, but he's going to be a very, very effective back, a top three back in the league. If you're a run-first team, a run-oriented team, to your point, it's if you can't throw and that's their strength, then maybe you wouldn't mind to muck it up in the snow or the winds, right, in a late November, yeah, December game in Buffalo, because that's advantage you, because you do things on the ground and they're trying to do things in the air, and the elements are making that extremely difficult.
That's just something I thought of. You know, the other part of it, you look at the Titans early in the season. I was curious, who were the matchups? You mentioned the Giants, who on paper will still be a team full of question marks at the start of the year. That might be a better way to get things going, because you have a lot of new role definition in your passing game. You're almost starting from scratch there. So how long will that take to really get the rhythm that you're looking for? And everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing. You got the new passing coordinator. There's a lot of things that may take some time to really fall into place. And by the same token, Derrick Henry traditionally has been a guy that gets better as the season goes along. You know, the timing of the run blocking, the zone scheme, and, you know, he starts wearing people down. His defenses start getting worn down over the course of the season. He seems to be more effective. They didn't get
losing
a chance
players,
to cash
injuries
in on that. No, yep, question. Mm-hmm. So how quickly will Derrick Henry be able to, you know, start doing his thing? Like, in the past, he's had some slow starts. Remember last year, they had so many issues. They couldn't pass block very well. Julio Jones never really took form. A.J. Brown was playing hurt. And they leaned on Derrick Henry. That's why we were talking about him as being the MVP of the league, because they had to give him the ball so many times. And it probably hurt his efficiency a little bit, but they had to do it. And he was carrying the team for a while, because they were also searching for answers on defense too. Yep. It took a while for that pass rush to round into shape. So I'm curious about the beginning of the season and who you play and how quick can you get up to speed.
Yep. Ron in our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, says A.J. Brown will not play against the Titans in week 13 due to injury. There is my called shot. You need to end it, Ron, with you can just
Mr.
go
May.
Take that to
Mr.
the bank.
Mr. May has made the prediction.
And you can book it. A.J. Brown is not playing against the Titans. He's going to have injuries, and you can book it. Ron, I like it. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people. We'll see. There's a long ways to go, but, I mean, is that crazy? No. But you know also A.J. Brown is definitely going to want to play in that game. It is going to have to probably take a bad injury to keep him out of that game, right? I mean, let's just call it what it is. But we'll remember that. We'll remember that text. Willie, tell everybody about QC Kinetics.
Okay, let's talk QC Kinetics. This is another group that I've been telling you about. They're fairly new to the area, and they've got a formula that you want to be informed about, because we all want to get out there. We want to be active. The weather's warm. And it's a great time of year to do your thing, whether that's tennis or golf or jogging or hiking. But if you've had some joint pain that's hindered you, QC Kinetics has something you really want to look into. Maybe that knee pain, your shoulder pain, you can't get out there. The latest in precision medicine, though, in QC Kinetics can help. They use natural biologics. These are growth factors that can restore and repair damaged tissue. And here's the exciting part. No drugs, no steroids, no downtime, no surgery. So this is a modern-day joint pain solution right here in our listening area. You may have heard Emmett Smith talking about QC Kinetics. You might have read or seen other high-profile people talking about it. It's regenerative medicine that can help you get your life back. So take action now. It's a free consultation, so find out if this is for you. It's an option you may not have considered. Powerful, effective joint pain treatments with natural biologics. QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024. 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetics.
And if you have, why? Why have you missed today's show? By the way, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook every single day. We're there. Hi. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Jim Diamond will join us to talk Predators to begin the second hour of the program. We'll have Sting tickets to give away for You Just Made the List coming up at noon. You're going to need to bring it. The temperatures are hot. You should be hot. Something should be making, you know, should have made you mad this week. So bring it at noon. Looking forward to that. We'll need your participation. So the schedule came out. They had the big schedule reveal last night, and a lot of things were leaked, and that's just part of it. But getting back to the Titans schedule, it's a really interesting schedule. It's some really intriguing home games. And for people who have tickets, I mean, I think that second home game against the Raiders, that is going to be really, really interesting. I mean, let's go back to the bye week question. So Giants at home, at Buffalo, Monday Night Football. Back here against the Raiders. Home or is the first one a home game or away game against Indy? Indianapolis, yes. Away at Washington. So that is going into the bye. So that's five games. Giants, Bills, Raiders, Indianapolis, Washington. What would you take and sign up to be a success? What would you sign off on before you played it for the first five games going into your bye week deemed as a success? Now, I get it. 5-0 is deemed a success. Yeah, we get it. But what I'm asking you, how do you think it's truly going to play out? What do you think it's going to look like going into the bye week?
And how crazy is it that you get the Colts for the first time with Matt Ryan, and then the next week you get Carson Wentz? That's pretty nice little storyline there. Mm-hmm. This league is very fascinating. It's entertaining. So regardless of who and when you're going to play on which week, there's always going to be some fun storylines. We just got done talking about the guy that predicted AJ is going to be hurt in week 13. There's a lot of drama. I would think in that stretch, if you're not at least 3-2, you feel like you're a little bit over par. I would say 3-2 would be on par, and 4-1 would be, I'd feel pretty good. True?
Well, you'd feel really good. Not pretty good. I think you would feel really good if you've beaten the Raiders.
I'm setting 3-2. As the standard for this team. If they're not, then they're going to have to make up some ground because they need to be able to win three out of those five.
I think that is the logical answer. When I looked at that, I said 3-2, and you know 3-2 is a realistic goal going into that bye week. Like that's with that schedule, it is
right.
Laid out.
If you split the Buffalo and Indy pair. You know, that's not a bad thing. And then I think it's very reasonable to say you might be able to go 4-1 in there.
If you've
got your act together, and this is what's hard to know as we sit here today. How quick is Treylon Burks going to be up to speed, ready to help as a receiver? How quick is Robert Woods going to be healthy enough and in the swing of things to help? What does Derrick Henry look like? I think honestly, the way I see it now, they're going to be leaning on the defense a little bit more early in the season. I don't think the offense is going to be running at full throttle on week one. I think that's a bit of a stretch. And that's why I'm thinking 3-2 is more realistic. 4-1 would be out of this world.
But it's not really, though, because you should have your roster intact. I mean, you should, unless you just get estimated with injuries right out of the gates. But, I mean, you should be in the first 5 weeks playing with pretty much a full deck, I mean, for the most part. True? I mean, if we were talking about evaluate weeks 13 through 17, we'd be going, well, I mean, who the heck is available? Who is upright and healthy? Who's dealing with something? I mean, you never – but the first 5 weeks of the season, I would say you should be playing with a full deck unless things happen in training camp, which they will. But I'm saying
they do.
Your
but
core
those
players,
things do. I'm hoping players. There's less of that. I'm hoping there's less of that than in past years. But remember, there was LaJuan suspended 1 year. LaJuan coming off an ACL 1 year. Bud Dupree coming off an ACL. Julio Jones missed all of training camp. There was a lot of stuff that did not fall into place at the beginning of the season. And they look like a team to me, and we've discussed this plenty of times, that doesn't mind. I remember our interview with Scott Pioli before the season started last year. He said, look, the Titans are willing to start not at full strength and feel like, okay, it's worth it. We've got some projects. We've got some guys coming off of injury. Maybe we got some rookies that are more developmental. But we'll take that for the long-term gains. And then by November and December, we'll have it all in place. They've got that philosophy. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, Raidens, what's he look like on day one of the season as opposed to the middle of the season or the end of the season? It's a fair question. Some of these other rookies that they would love to jump in there and grab a spot, we know their track record hasn't been great with day one starters as rookies.
Megan on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, at least the Colts don't have a bye until week 14. That could cause some problems. I didn't realize their bye was that late. That's pretty late. Right? That's the other one. I'm sure Frank Reich will get asked about, what do you think about having your bye basically at the end of the year, which I have to believe playing 13 games before your first bye is not going to be favorable for a coach or a coaching staff. They have to be going, are you kidding me? Really? We got to go 13 games before we get a week off to try to recoup and get some bodies back?
I think everybody would sign up. I think everybody would sign up about week 9, week 10, right? That would be the prime.
Right, and you can't do that.
If you could choose, that's what you would choose. Yeah. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, weeks 8 to 10 would probably be that ideal window for every coach to say, could you please try to stick it about right in the middle?
Even 11 I would take. But, man, week 6, week 14, that's a little too far on one side or the other.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. We'll switch gears. We'll talk with Jim Diamond. We'll talk a little bit Preds to kick off hour number 2. We do that next.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.